when we were in the sacristy, I pointed out to the lectors who would be doing the part in the passion narrative of the Gospel of Mark, that the role of Jesus, there were only two lines in that whole gospel, passion gospel. You say so, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani. When I was doing the reflection last night, it reminded me not to say much like Jesus. I would like to ask you some questions. And this is fill in the blanks. Blank is greater than God. Second question. Blank is more evil than the devil. Third question. If you eat blank, you will die. Well, the answer, as some of you probably are thinking, is nothing. Nothing is greater than God. Nothing is more evil than the devil. If you eat nothing, you will die. You will die. Why did I say that? Because in the passion narrative that we just read, some of you might have felt that Jesus felt nothingness, helpless, under the hands of humanity who thought that they were greater than God, who thought that they were holier than God. Today we officially start Holy Week. Holy Week is inviting us to enter into filling the blanks in our life. Fill it with humility. Fill it with prayers. Fill it with mercy. And if you've listened intently to the gospel today, fill it with compassion. Mark chapter 15, verse 1 to 39, the shorter version of our gospel, the Passion Gospel, reminds us that we are nothing. That in this world, in spite of our achievements, of our success, if we don't see that everything is a grace from God, it's nothing. It is a grace because of His mercy, because it's a grace because of His compassion, it is a grace because of His love for us, that we are all here. We're all here. Nothing and no one is greater than God. If we look at our success, our achievements too seriously, we're playing God. In the same way, if we look at our problems too seriously and worries a lot about others and our worries of our life, we are also playing God. Remember that God is greater than our successes, our achievements, our sins, our failures, and our weaknesses. and nothing and no one is greater than God. Holy Week, brothers and sisters, reminds us that we have to fill in the blanks in our life. But it starts when we realize that we are empty, that we are nothing unless God fills in or fills up our life. There is a powerful image by Saint Augustine when he said that when God created man, he took a peace in our heart, in our soul, so that there is a void, there is a space where there is nothing. And in man, there is that longing to fill that void in us, that nothingness. Sometimes we look for it in money. Sometimes we look at it with power, fame. Sometimes through relationships. But the more we look into the things that could fill our life, the emptiness in our life, the more we realize that we cannot fill it because the void is from God. And the only way to fill up the void in us, that emptiness, that nothingness, is to allow God to fill that in. When we look at ourselves in the entire universe and in the vastness of the world and God's creation, you will realize that we are nothing. We are nothing. So how do we do it? Holy Week reminds us to invite God, to invite the Spirit to become part of our life and to fill the void in our hearts and in our soul so that we can see our vanities, so that we can see our frailties, so that we can see our excesses and allow God, who fills in with His grace of mercy, compassion, and love, to fill that in. To fill that in. Brothers and sisters, this coming Holy Week, I invite you to have a time to sit down and fill the blanks in our life. And know that it is only God, through His grace of mercy, the grace of His compassion, and the grace of His love, that can truly fill that emptiness in our life. Please all stand.